The Summer 25 release is rolling out to your sandbox and production environments starting in April and continuing through June 2025. Get ready, this release includes product updates and new features to enhance your development experience. Whether you're looking to build agents for your business, build a solid data foundation on Data Cloud, or work with platform features for enhancing your applications, you'll find significant new capabilities in this release. Let's take a look at the highlights for developers in Agentforce, Data Cloud, Apex, LWCs, developer tools, and APIs. Agentforce features. Agentforce enables you to customize pre-built agents or create and deploy new agents that work seamlessly across Salesforce apps, Slack, websites, and third-party platforms and apps. In the upcoming release, we're adding some important features for developers. However, Salesforce releases Agentforce updates frequently, so keep an eye on the monthly release section of the Salesforce release notes for the latest information. Note, you can find features that went out before April in the monthly release section of the Spring 25 release notes. Agentforce SDK. Define and interact with Agentforce programmatically in Python using the Salesforce Agentforce SDK. You can install the SDK using pip as shown below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The SDK provides features like the ability to create and manage AI agents in Salesforce via code, as well as generate and manage prompt templates with Salesforce field mappings. It also offers flexibility through support for various agent definition formats, including JSON, among other capabilities. Explore the repository for code examples to get started. Agentforce DX, VETA. You can now create and test agents directly in a Salesforce DX project with Agentforce DX's pro code tools, such as the Salesforce CLI and Versus Code extensions for Salesforce. Install a dedicated Versus Code extension for working with Agentforce. Here's a simple list of commands available in the CLI to manage and create agents directly via the Salesforce CLI. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Lightning types and LWCs for default Agentforce developer preview. You can now bring structured user interfaces to Agentforce default using the standard Lightning types offered out of the box and the custom Lightning web components, LWCs. To create a custom Lightning type, you'll need to create a new metadata type bundle called Lightning type bundle. The bundle consists of a schema, editor, and renderer. Once you have the bundle type, you'll reference them in your LWC's meta XML. Use the new Lightning underscore Agentforce input and Lightning underscore Agentforce output targets to enable LWC's within agent actions for custom input and output rendering. Below is a code snippet that shows how to expose LWC's for output rendering in Agentforce. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Below is an example of bringing a user interface using LWCs into Agentforce default. Screenshot of the LWC user interface within Agentforce default. To learn more about building LWCs and Lightning type bundle, refer to the code examples in the developer documentation. Note that this feature is in developer preview and only available for the Agentforce default type agents. Additionally, you can now view a list of the Lightning types available in your org from the setup UI. Below is a screenshot that shows the available Lightning types. Screenshot of the list view showing Lightning types. Agent connections, VETA. Agent connections enable Agentforce service agents to use rich content formatting. These services adapt to various channels. Currently, two standard adaptive responses are supported, rich link response, beta, and rich choice response, beta. The screenshot below shows how to turn on adaptive response formats in Agent Builder. Screenshot showing how to turn on adaptive responses in Agent Builder for Agentforce service agents. External object support in Prompt Builder. You can now bring external objects into Prompt Builder. External objects let you bring large volume data from external systems into Salesforce without having to store the data in Salesforce. You can now create a prompt template of type Flex, select an external object, and then access that object's fields just as you would with a custom or standard object. The screenshot below shows how you can create a Flex template with external objects used for grounding. Screenshot showing the external object type and prompt template. Agentforce for Identity. Agent for Setup can now create external client apps. With the Create External Client App action, you can create and configure your external client app by asking the Agent for Setup. The screenshot below shows Agent for Setup in action, helping users create external client apps through a conversational experience. Screenshot showing how to create external client apps via Agent for Setup. Package Agentforce Actions, Topics and Prompt Templates. Agentforce Actions, Topics and Prompt Templates can now be packaged as a 2GP managed package and distributed on the Agent Exchange. Data Cloud Release Highlights. Like Agentforce, Data Cloud gets updates every month, so please keep an eye on the monthly release notes section for Data Cloud to learn more. If you missed features released the previous month, check out the monthly release notes section for the Spring 25 release. Related list enrichments. Create related list enrichments for accounts, cases, contracts, and vehicles using direct relationships between Data Cloud DMOs and Salesforce objects, direct DMO, without requiring identity resolution. Deploy related list enrichments, excluding direct DMO, from a Data Cloud sandbox to a CRM production org. Copy field enrichments. You can now add copy field enrichments to cases, contracts, orders, products, and quotes. With the additional objects enabled, you can enrich more Salesforce objects with field data from Data Cloud. Log flow execution data to Data Cloud. You can now log flow executions for auto-launched and scheduled flows directly to Data Cloud, ensuring reliable and scalable data management. Here is how to turn on this feature. Open your flow. Click the gear icon and then click Show Advanced. Click Install and Setup Package. After installation and setup, select Collect and Log Metrics in Data Cloud for this flow. Note that logging flow execution will consume Data Cloud credits. The screenshot below shows how to find the installation screen. Screenshot showing the install and setup package process for logging flow execution metrics. Apex enhancements. Dynamic formula evaluation in template mode. Use the new formula builder.parse as template method to evaluate dynamic formulas using merge field syntax, exclamation mark object underscore name dot field underscore name, making code cleaner. In template mode, you can create formula expressions where values are interpolated into a string by using the merge field syntax, exclamation mark object underscore name dot field underscore name. Here is a simple example code snippet of using the formula builder class with parse as template method. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Setting to enable org-wide enablement of debug logs during metadata deployment. Debug logs during metadata deployment are turned off by default for performance reasons. We now allow you to enable it if needed via an org-wide setting or using metadata API. For metadata API, check the Enable Debug Logs During Deployment field in Apex. Settings. Crypto class enhancements. The crypto class now supports the ICE GCM mode for 128-bit, 192-bit, and 256-bit encryption/decryption and the P1363 signature format for signing/verifying. Here is a code snippet that shows the ICE GCM mode in action. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. LWC enhancements. Preview a single Lightning Web component using Local Dev, BETA. You can now preview a single LWC using Local Dev without needing to publish it to an org first. Here are the steps to preview a single LWC. Install the Local Dev CLI plugin with SF plugins installed at Salesforce/plugin Lightning Dev. Run SF Lightning Dev component on the command line. In the CLI output, use arrow keys to choose a component. Local Dev automatically opens the selected component in a new single component preview browser page. This repository holds the CLI plugin documentation with the list of available commands. Lightning Base Component Updates. Type definitions for base components are available in the @salesforce/lightning-types node package manager, npm package. Internal DOM structures for components like Lightning Tree Grid, Lightning User Consent Cookie, and Lightning Quick Action Panel are changing to prepare for native shadow DOM. Ensure that tests don't rely on the previous internal structure. SLDS Validator and Linter, BEA. Use the SLDS Validator extension for versus code or the new command line SLDS Linter, beta, to validate your code against SLDS guidelines, including the SLDS 2 beta rules, and apply automatic fixes. Check out the SLDS Linter project on GitHub to learn more. Strict access check. We have now enabled stricter access checks when components import or reference other components or modules. Resolve any no component or module named errors by checking import statements and ensuring that managed package components are properly exposed. To learn more about this, check out the documentation. Platform development tools. Salesforce CLI. Manifest generation, an improved project generate manifest command includes the excluded metadata flag. Check examples in the documentation to learn how to use them. Decompose external service registration, beta. The external service registration metadata type can now be decomposed into YAML and XML files for easier source control management. Enable with skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Improved Apex test output. Project deploy start with test level and verbose now shows duration for each test in human readable output. Snapshot org creation. Simplified scratch org creation from snapshots using the new snapshot flag on org create scratch removes the need for a definition file. An example command is shown below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Wait for org resume scratch. Use the new wait flag with org resume scratch to specify how long the command should pull for completion. An example command is shown below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Flow testing and debugging. We've made several enhancements to improve the flow debugging capabilities. You can read about them in the documentation. An enhancement worth noting is, now you should be able to run a flow test via your C/CD pipeline or from the Salesforce CLI command line. Use the command below to run flow tests. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. DevOps testing. DevOps testing extends the capabilities of DevOps Center by bringing AI-powered testing and quality control into your DevOps pipeline. If you're using DevOps Center, install the additional DevOps testing package from the app, Exchange. Once installed, you can configure it and bring in quality gates like Salesforce Code Analyzer and third-party tools from our partners. To learn more about this, check out the official documentation. Code Analyzer V5 is GA. Code Analyzer V5 is now generally available. The previous V4 version is set to retire in August 2025, so plan to migrate to the improved V5, which now comes with these features. Two new engines, Flow Scanner and Regular Expressions. AI-powered quick fixes by Agentforce for developers, works for Apex for now, LWC in the future a single command to execute Code Analyzer. A brand new, highly polished HTML report. A completely new YAML configuration file. New integrations with DevOps testing, GitHub Actions. To learn more about these features, check out the official documentation. API updates. Metadata API updates. Retrieve with dependencies. Use the new root types with dependencies parameter in retrieve request to retrieve metadata types along with their dependencies automatically. Look for the feature rolling out with selected metadata types in the Salesforce CLI release notes in a few weeks. You can see that the source deploy retrieve npm package already supports root types with dependencies. In this release, we only support the bot metadata type for root types with dependencies to support retrieving Agentforce related metadata and dependencies. Deploy and retrieve pilot metadata types. You can now enable developers working in your org to deploy and retrieve pilot metadata types. Pilot metadata types are only guaranteed to work with the current API version and can be changed or removed in future releases. The screenshot below shows how to enable usage of pilot metadata types. Screenshot showing how to enable usage of pilot metadata types. New metadata coverage report. There is a new metadata coverage report. The older one will retire after summer 25 release. OpenAPI for Subjects REST API BETA. Query for all available resources using /async/specification/OSH3 and use wildcards and URIs. To learn more, check out the documentation. Legacy API version retirement, versions 21.0 to 30.0. Retirement will be enforced in summer 25. Applications using these legacy API versions will fail after summer 25, so be sure to upgrade applications to current API versions before then. Use the API total usage event to identify requests using older versions. You can enable rejection of these versions early via release updates. Here's a blog post that suggests tools and a strategy to accompany you for the API version retirement. My domain login URL enforcement and API calls. To prevent disruption from instance changes, ensure API traffic uses your org's My Domain Login URL. This update is available in summer 25 and will be enforced in spring 26, winter 26 for sandboxes. Streaming API clients can receive disconnect messages from Salesforce app servers. In streaming API version 64.0 and later, clients might experience disconnections and will need to reconnect to the API endpoint. These disconnects occur more often on Hyperforce instances due to infrastructure auto-scaling. To maintain an active subscription, implement a listener for the /meta/disconnect channel and establish a reconnection process upon receiving a disconnect message. More Summer 25 Learning Resources. Read the official release notes. Join the Salesforce Developers Trailblazer Community Group to connect with the global developer community. Join the Release Readiness Trailblazers Community Group to stay informed about the latest product enhancements and innovations across the Salesforce ecosystem. About the author. Mohit Srivastava is a principal developer advocate at Salesforce with 14 years of experience building enterprise-scale products on the Salesforce platform. Mohit is currently among the lead contributors on Salesforce Stack Exchange, a developer forum where Salesforce developers can ask questions and share knowledge. You can follow him on LinkedIn.